Yo, what's up, guys? Welcome to a brand new episode of Tariq Radio. I am your gracious host. My name is Mr. Tariq Nasheed. Glad to have everybody tuning in. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Per Se. I've already shown you that Per Se has some real fly leather bags for men, but check it out. They have some bling backpacks for girls, too. Go to PerseLuxury.com for the buy one, get one free deal. Just by adding bling backpack to your cart and add another one free, and you get free shipping too. That's Per Se, P-E-R-S-E, luxury.com, P-E-R-S-E, luxury.com. Get yours right now, Per Se, luxury.com. Let everybody know we're live right now, family. We're going to chop up some real good game tonight. We're going to be talking about Democratic desperation. I need everybody to hit the thumbs up button, hit that like button, and don't you move a muscle, because we will be right back right here on Tariq Radio.
Yo, you still ain't getting women? You need to go to badboymembership.com and step up your game. What's up, y'all? It's your boy, Mr. Locario, the bad boy of the dating game, and I'm telling you that if you really want to attract beautiful women, you need to go to badboymembership.com. This is where you get 45 through 90 minute step-by-step dating advice tutorials every month. Just sign up, follow the advice, and you'll get the woman you want. Go to badboymembership.com. That's badboymembership.com.
Flow Essence is a black-owned online artisan candle and skincare company that provides memorable stress relief solutions. We create a variety of handcrafted, aromatic, and high-quality soy candles and skincare products, including whipped shea butter, bar soaps, body oils, and body scrubs. Our products are made with love and intention. Go to www.flowessence.com. That's FLOWESSCENTS.com.
What up, family? It's your man Zay coming to you live from the Tariq Elite Radio Show. Never Will I Stand Down, the Brown Skin Anthem, out now on all platforms. The Conception, my new LP, dropping on all platforms, 8/21/20. Cop up, bringing you that real hip hop.
Attention, business owners. Would you like to grow your business? Are you having trouble getting everything done with a small staff? Are you frustrated because you have to do everything for your business yourself? Falcon Project Consultants has a proven track record of helping business owners just like you to substantially grow their business by utilizing PMP certified consultants to deliver the results that you need. If you want the peace of mind that comes from consistent and predictable revenue growth, then email us today at info@falconprojectconsultants.com. That's info@falconprojectconsultants.com.
Yo, check out the website 100%rotten.com. That is a black-owned website where you can buy all types of t-shirts and accessories so you can look fly. You can get their Ogun t-shirts, their social distancing t-shirts, their riot t-shirts, and so much more. They even have iPhone cases that look real fly too. Again, go to 100%rotten.com. Use the coupon code KINGFLEX to get 15% off on purchases. That's 100, the word percent, the word rotten.com.
Aliens discover melanin. They notice the people. They exploit the people.
Why are you doing this to me?
Because I enjoy it. And because I can.
What type of payment do you want?
Do you see me? I have the best. I want the best. And I deserve the best.
The new drug.
Audio novel.
You can find on YouTube.
At the Urban Gods, spelled with a Z, channel on YouTube. Premiering October 24th.
Check out the brand new app called Goddess Talk. Right now, customers, you can purchase black-owned products, services, order food, make reservations, book appointments, and do so much more. And you businesses out there, when you sign up, you get to keep 100% of your sales, no commission. Customers, join now and shop now. The Goddess Talk app is available right now for Android and Apple. So let's circulate those black dollars and download the Goddess Talk app now.
The year is 2079.
The futuristic nation of New Albion has been created to maintain a new racial apartheid system. There is a planned genocide that is going to target the nation's black population. A small group of black revolutionaries band together to launch guerrilla warfare attacks against their oppressors. Do they fail, or do they succeed? Find out the answer by reading the book, Avoid the Machines, the new novel by author Scotty Vasco. Avoid the Machines, now available on Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com.
You are now tuning into the legendary Tariq Nasheed.
I gave him the blood on that bridge in Selma.
On Tariq Radio.
I said, whoever threw that paper, your mom's a hoe.
Oh, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. We are back. We are back. Welcome, welcome to Tariq Radio. Glad to have y'all tuning in. Everybody, I'm going to need y'all to hit that thumbs up button. Hit that like button to let everybody know that this thing is real. And hit the subscribe button if you have not subscribed to me already. Ladies and gentlemen, we're up nice and early today, ready to chop it up. I hope everybody has gone to HiddenColorsFilm.com to get all the Hidden Colors DVDs, including 1804. And I know that everybody is going to OgunJuice.com to get the hottest pepper spray on the streets right now, and the mask so you can protect yourself from the Rona. But that's at OgunJuice.com, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of stuff we're going to get into today. We're going to talk about the Democratic desperation, because they are very desperate at this point. But before we get into that, let's get into a couple of news items out here. Y'all know that guy from the show Sweetie Pies? Tim Norman. The lady Sweetie Pie, that's her son, I think. I haven't watched that show in a while. I don't know if it was still on. I don't know. But Tim Norman, he got arrested for plotting the murder of his nephew or cousin or somebody like that? Allegedly, the charges say that he had one of his relatives clipped and killed, and he was the sole beneficiary of an insurance policy, like $450,000. And that's some sad shit right there. That's some dirtbag shit right there, clipping your family over that little piece of money right there. And dudes, people have said something is off about that dude anyway. That chick from Basketball Wives dated him, and there was some bullshit going on with those two. But that was some real dusty shit. That was some real raggedy shit that you don't have to do. That just shows how cats, sometimes you have a dusty ass mentality when you have a lane to really build a brand for yourself, family. We got to stop having a dusty mentality. Dust ain't nothing about, it has nothing to do with your circumstances. It's about the mentality that you have. You can't have that gutter snipe fucking mentality. This dude, you got a lane, man. You were on a hot TV show. The restaurants was popping, man. You could have built your brand instead of doing some dusty ass nigga shit like that. That was dumb. See, a lot of black folks, man, we got to get off this thing where success, that's some shit that's so foreign to us. When we get it, we find a way to sabotage it. There's no way you supposed to be hitting a damn $400K lick like that when you got a lane to get that paper legit. That was some sucker shit like that, man. That was real sucker shit. Cats got to watch out for that, man. When you get a lane, man, certain things you can't do. You can't do the same old dusty shit you used to do. And when I was watching the No Limit thing with Master P's brother, Corey Miller, he wanted to hang out in the hood and hang out at these little hole-in-the-wall clubs. I mean, guys, your brother and your family, man, y'all sitting on a damn near $100 million music empire, man. You ain't got to, quote-unquote, keep it real and be all in the dirtbag clubs. And on that show, C. Murda had an apartment in the project still. No, bro, that, no, 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 no. No, That's not how you do it, man. You got to grow and get people around you who want to grow with you. You understand? So this Tim Norman dude did that dusty shit, and I want black folks to get out of that mentality where you're just comfortable with being on the bottom. And even if you get a leg up, that's so uncomfortable to you, you fight your way back to the fucking bottom. God damn, man. Gotta stop fighting your way back to the bottom. And this Tim Norman dude, that's a thing about this nigga. He got real big hips for a man. He got some real big, unusually big hips for a man. And everybody's been clowning his hips because they know, because he's been to jail before. So if this nigga go back to jail, they gonna make them hips do what they do. And that's a sad thing. Now this nigga's going back to jail with them big goddamn hips. So they gonna get some bed sheets and cut them shits into individual braids and give that nigga a prison lace front, and he's gonna be the jailhouse Megan Thee Stallion with them damn hips. So that's an unfortunate thing. That's a very unfortunate thing. So I want us to get out of that dusty mentality. I want us to get out that damn dusty ass mentality, guys. Some of the ladies in the comments. Some of y'all ladies done dated some big hip niggas too. All these niggas out here eating all these soy products. Some of y'all women done had a wide hip nigga. Y'all done had one of these old Lil' Kim built niggas. Y'all done dated them, ladies. Stop fronting. Niggas be wearing your belts and shit. Yeah, y'all be dating these old wide hip niggas, gotta use your waist trainer. Y'all stop fronting. But I digress. What's up to London, England? So what we're talking about today, guys, we're talking about the Democrats and their desperation. Right now, they're desperate. They're just doing anything right now. They really need that black vote. They're not getting that black vote. They want to keep using the benign neglect policy, but they still want to get that black vote. And it's just not working. We're just too much on code right now. And they had the Democratic National Convention for the last couple of days. The first day was a train wreck. They had Billy Porter. Did y'all see Billy Porter on there? They put that man out there to make a damn fool of himself. I hate that. I hate that they make a fool out of that man. He's singing some goofy-ass karaoke song. It looked like some public access TV shit. He's sashaying around, sounding horrible. That's Billy Porter is a talentless hack. He can't sing. He can't act. And this just further proves they parade him around just because he's the mascot for white supremacy and their agenda. It's just comical at this point. You understand? But they're really, with Kamala, they're really trying to blacken her up. They had a story talking about this woman, this black woman who was like her second mom. I mean, they're desperate right now to blacken her up because they know that black folks aren't rocking with her. So they're desperately trying to give her black credentials because her job, they brought her in to shore up the black vote. The problem is she's not really connected to blackness like that because she's not a black person. They keep talking about, well, yeah, her mother's Indian, but her dad is Jamaican. The problem is people are figuring out that a lot of people who are Jamaican still do not classify themselves as black. We've never seen her dad say that he was black because he doesn't consider himself black. A lot of people in Jamaica, and I've said this a million times, they have a lot of these little color caste systems out there in Jamaica that's real funny style. So they're desperately trying to give Kamala Harris black credentials. So they got her taking pictures with random black people. I mean, every picture of Kamala Harris in the last week, just pictures of her standing next to black people just coming out left and right. And yesterday, the Washington Post did something that was so desperate and shameful. they put out a story saying Kamala Harris's dad is from Jamaica, where a fierce woman warrior once fought for slavery. And I got the picture here on the screen. This is from the Washington Post. These are the people from her camp. They're trying to say, okay, yeah, she's from Jamaica, just like Nanny of the Maroons. They're trying to juxtapose her to Nanny of the Maroons because they understand black people. We know our history a little bit. So the article is talking about Nanny of the Maroons is like the Harriet Tubman of Jamaica. They're really trying to make this false equivalence between Harriet Tubman, Nanny of the Maroons, and Kamala Harris. If y'all don't get the hell out of here with that nonsense, that's disrespectful to a whole different level. This is how desperate they are. Family, do you know if Kamala Harris was alive during Nanny of the Maroons times, Kamala Harris would have Nanny locked up. Kamala Harris would have prosecuted Nanny of the Maroons. Let's be real. The level of disrespect that they're diving into right now is just pathetic. And look, the Democrats right now, they're trying to, and I'm telling you some stuff I'm learning behind the scenes, because what they're going to try to do, they're trying to get people in black radio to get on board to promote the Kamala Biden farce. And I know people in black radio, and I'm talking about terrestrial black radio. Some of my folks hit me up. I'm not going to say their names because I don't want, you know, people to try to get at their radio stations, funny style. But I've had some of my folks in black radio hit me up. I'm talking about a major radio station saying that that campaign is going after black radio hard. They're trying to get the radio personalities and the program directors to really promote Kamala, to really promote Biden. And they're using all types of tricks and benign neglect policies. And my radio folks are hitting me up like, man, I'm hollering at their ass about some tangibles, and ain't nobody talking about tangibles. So they're trying to run a game on us over here at Black Radio. And I say, yo, y'all stay on their asses. See, that's the problem. They're having an issue getting a lot of black radio on board because a lot of the new DJs that's on black radio, a lot of them are not connected to that whole Boulé crowd. See, that whole Boulé crowd, they control some radio stations, but a lot of that DC shit out there with the TV One and all that stuff and Radio One, you know, they still have a stronghold in some of those markets. But you got a lot of younger folks in radio now who's not on that Boulé shit, and they're asking some real questions here. So the Democrats are very desperate right now. And I have some people who's actually working inside of the Biden-Kamala campaign. I got some folks in the mix, and they're telling me a lot of shit that's going down on the inside. They're telling me some shit that's going on inside the campaign, and they're telling me some of the strategies that they're about to roll out. I got people on the inside letting me know what's up. Now, one thing they told me, they said that my name in the top Democratic brass has been named. I've been named specifically. They've told folks to stay away from me. They're telling people, you know, don't interview me or interview with me at all, and to create little troll accounts because they view me as somebody who's doing voter suppression. I mean, they've named me specifically in these little circles. And they look at me as somebody who's doing voter suppression. So they're supposed to troll my timeline whenever I criticize the Democrats. And if you look at my social media, you see this. Every time I say something about Kamala Harris or Biden, you get all these sock puppet accounts popping in. My folks on the inside are telling me this. Also, my folks on the inside are telling me when Biden, he's been instructed, if somebody mentions the 94 crime bill, he is supposed to spin that and talk about the Violence Against Women Act. Okay? I want y'all to start looking out for that. I'm telling you the bullshit that's going to pop off before it pop off. Yeah, Howard Dean, he shitted on me last year. Howard Dean is shit, basically the head of the damn Democrats. He cursed me out on Twitter last year. Yeah, he told me to shut the fuck up on Twitter. Y'all look that up. That's Howard Dean. But now they're still doing it. Don't think that they just went away. They look at me specifically as being some kind of threat. But this is what I'm telling you they're going to do. Whenever they bring up that crime bill, Biden and Kamala, they're going to spin that. And they're told to spin that and talk about the Violence Against Women Act, because that was something that Biden also co-authored in 94. Okay? Now, that's very significant, too, because that still had racial undertones to that as well, because that kind of gave justification to the crime bill. That Violence Against Women Act bill that they passed, that was 94. That was the same year the OJ situation was popping off, when Nicole Brown Simpson got killed. Remember, that whole black man, wife beater, the black brute is going to attack innocent white women, that whole narrative was being spewed around the OJ trial. So a lot of these white feminist groups, they started raking in buku cash, and all of these laws start getting passed starting in 94 because of the OJ trial. You understand? And it had that same old racial undertone. Black men are out here. We just had a riot 2 years ago. Remember, the riots were in 92, 2 years earlier, where you had images of black people out in the streets beating the shit out of white people. So they were using that momentum. Look at these wild Negroes. Look at these wild Negroes about they're beating up white people. And you know what's going to be next? They're going to kill and rape the white women. So we need to get a Violence Against Women Act going on, and we need to get millions of dollars to the National Organization of Women, all Tammy Bruce and all of those racist ass white feminists. They made their bones off that OJ shit and that Violence Against Women stuff. You understand? So watch the spin when people ask Biden about that. Also, what they're going to start doing, they said they're going to start using a hashtag back to blue, which I guess means the blue states. They're going to start using that. You're going to see a lot of Democratic troll accounts using back to blue. And also, he told me that Biden is not supposed to mention doing anything for black Americans. If anybody asks him what he's going to do for black Americans, he's been instructed to say he only supports the protesters. He's just going to talk about protesters, how he's going to support the protesters. That's why y'all been seeing images of Biden taking a knee and all. He'll stand around people with a Black Lives Matter shirt. He'll stand around pumping his fist, all that shit. But he's not going to do anything. That's a part of the strategy. Is to just say, yes, I support the protesters. And that don't mean anything. That don't mean a damn thing. That's why even at the Democratic National Convention, they'll mention George Floyd. They'll mention Breonna Taylor. But notice they don't mention what the hell they are going to do about the race soldiers who killed these people. You notice they're not going to do that. They're not saying anything about doing anything about that. So we got to understand the game here. And I got to play this clip of Biden. This is an old, the clip ain't too old, but somebody asked him about the crime bill. And well, he got into some old scientific racism. And we were calling it out last night, and some employee for the Democrats tried to cape for this bullshit. But listen to Biden talk about the crime bill. And this is why they don't like him talking about it, because he puts his foot deeper in his mouth. But in this clip, he's justifying locking black folks up and why they didn't lock white people up for the cocaine. Now, listen to him. This dude sounds like Jared Taylor. Now listen to this. Listen to Biden.
On drugs was one that Pat Moynihan and his...
Let me start it over.
On drugs was one that Pat Moynihan and he's a great guy. You remember the crack epidemic came from the Bahamas.
Okay.
And we were told
okay,
by...
Okay. I want y'all to catch the code words he's saying. He's trying to talk in code, but his codes are very sloppy. He said the crack epidemic started in the Bahamas, which is not true. Okay. That's such a sloppy lie. It did not start in the Bahamas. As you know, we talked about where crack, where that started. It started out here on the West Coast. Really, it started at UCLA. They created crack there. It was up in the Bay in the late 70s. There was a book that came out in the mid 70s talking about how to make crack. A drug dealer named Tootie Reese was allegedly the one who introduced it here to LA. Freeway Rick and those guys got it some years later. The Contras and the CIA and all those people flooded the black areas with cocaine. So we know where it really came from. Okay, we know where it came from. He said Bahamas for a reason. I want y'all to catch the code words. Bahamas means black. That's why he said Bahamas. Well, the crack epidemic came from Bahamas. When you say Bahamas, you get the visualization of black people. So that's why he said that. That's why that lie is so odd. But yeah, that Bahamas shit is real random and that means black. That was just this little sloppy code word for black, okay?
On drugs was one that Pat Moynihan, and he's a great guy. You remember the crack epidemic came from the Bahamas. And we were told by medical doctors at the time that because it permeated the membrane of the brain more quickly, it was the crack you never come back. It was somehow fundamentally different than someone in a beautiful neighborhood like this sniffing a line of cocaine.
What? What? Dude, this motherfucker sounds like Jarrett Taylor. Wow. This is some scientific racism. Well, the crack on the nigger brain was different. You take crack, you can't come back. Yeah, the crack affected the nigger brain differently. You know, the expert said, you do crack, you can't come back. Meaning you can't be rehabilitated because of the crack. So I gotta throw you in jail. It's not like the people in this beautiful, code word for white, people in this beautiful neighborhood who's just sniffing a little cocaine. That ain't so bad. Let me play that again.
Was one that Pat Moynihan, and he's a great guy. You remember the crack epidemic came from the Bahamas. And we were told by medical doctors at the time that because it permeated the membrane of the brain more quickly, it was the crack you never come back. It was somehow fundamentally different than someone in a beautiful neighborhood like this sniffing a line of cocaine would get not automatic sentence for.
Oh, and y'all think we gonna vote for this dude, man? Now, what part of he's somehow better than Trump? What? Where? And this is better than Trump? This dude has disdain for black folks, man. And they know this. You, black family, you don't vote for this fool. Do you think how are we gonna fare under this asshole talking this scientific racist bullshit, sounding like Richard Damn Spencer? Crack, you'll never come back. What the fuck is that? And they're wondering why we ain't coming out to vote for these folks. So again, they're desperate to try to spin Biden's racism. So y'all look out for a lot of the troll accounts that you're going to start seeing pretty soon. So the thing is, man, we are not going to be afraid to look out for our best interest. Because, see, other people, they get to look out for their interests, and we keep getting told, oh, we can't do shit. The Democrats can't do nothing specific for black folks. I mean, you got to do something for everybody. No, they're doing stuff specifically for all these other groups. Every other group gets things done specifically for them, and people justify it. But when we look out for ourselves specifically, we're called black nationalists. You notice that? They try to compare us looking out for ourselves to white supremacist groups practicing white nationality or white nationalism. They try to compare black people saying we want a black agenda to white supremacy. Well, that's just like white nationalism. White nationalism. No, it's not like white nationalism, because white nationalism means harming black people. That's all it means. When they want to get together and nationalize, they want to nationalize to harm us. You dig? So we got to watch the trick bags and all the garbage they're trying to throw at us. Because what they're going to do, and I've talked about this before, they're trying to do the gender divide. And luckily, a lot of sisters are not going for it. This one Democratic guy, this one Democratic Hispanic guy named George Guajardo, I think that's his name. He tweeted something. He's a Hispanic Democrat. And he tweeted the other day, black women are going to save the United States. He thought he was going to get some brownie points by giving some fake props to sisters. Yeah, black women are going to save this country. And sisters was like, oh, no, stop it. Get out of here. No, don't assign no superhuman bullshit to us. That's a way to dehumanize us. Sisters started clowning this dude because sisters see the fakeness in this garbage. Sisters was like, no, y'all done rode our coattails enough. Y'all done used us as your ponies and your goats and mules. You've used us enough. No, it's not. You're not going to assign some type of superhuman task to us. We're not falling for that. Sisters are on code. Enough sisters are on code. Sisters see this is a way to dehumanize the strong black woman. See, understand, that's not a compliment. When somebody say, oh, you're just a strong black woman, that's used to abuse sisters. When they say strong black woman, that means when we beat them up, they can take it because they're strong. I saw a video today down there in Georgia, Gwinnett County, a white cop beating up a sister on her porch. That's going viral today. Y'all got to watch that strong black woman thing because they use that against you. They would use that in slavery. Oh, right here, old Queenie. Oh, she's a strong black woman. She can pick cotton just like the men. You see? So watch that con game they run, because it's fake. And see, the thing is, they try to cultivate sisters very early. This is why I was talking about the other day. We got to start getting our sisters, and we have to cultivate sisters who's going to fight white supremacy with everything they got. We got to cultivate them at a young age. We got to reward our sisters who are going to fight white supremacy. We have to create the next Dr. Welsing. We have to create the next Shahrazad Ali. I was talking to Shahrazad Ali the other day, and she's getting up there in years. So a lot of our elders, our women warriors, they can't be out there like they used to be. So we got, who's the next one? Understand, a Dr. Francis Crest Welsing, that's like a once every 60 year phenomenon. You don't see, how many sisters do you see like Dr. Welsing? You don't see that. How many sisters do you see like Shahrazad Ali? You don't see sisters like that. Spitting that hot fire like that. Because we're doing the movie Buck Breaking, and I was asking people, because we're trying to get some sisters to be in the movie. We want some sisters who can spit that hot fire. And we're having a difficult time. I don't want to use the same people that I've used in all my other films. We're trying to get some new faces out here. We're out here looking around the country trying to find some new sisters to put in the film who can spit that hot fire, who has that charisma to captivate an audience, and who can spit that hot ass fire. And it's far in between, to be honest, because that's not really rewarded. Remember when Shahrazad Ali was attacked by the white supremacist power structure? Dr. Welsing was attacked by the white supremacist power structure. So a lot of women can't take being attacked like that. This is why we got to look out for them. That's why we got to make sure they're good. So they start cultivating the sisters early because, see, they don't want another Dr. Welsing or a Shahrazad Ali. They don't want that. You know why? Because that's going to give birth to people like me. Those two women in particular were the biggest influences on my life. Dr. Welsing and Shahrazad Ali, they are the two biggest influences on my life, period. It was those two sisters right there. It's different, family, when you have a woman spitting that real hot ass shit, it's different when a woman is spitting that. It hit different. That thing hits different when you got a woman spitting that. So we got some sisters, some now that we're going to have in the film. Our sister Vicky Dillard, she's one of the few spitting that hot fire. We're going to have her in the joint. We're trying to get some more who could spit that hot fire like that. And also who's not connected to a political party, because that's another thing. See, Dr. Welsing wasn't connected to no political party. Shahrazad Ali wasn't connected to a political party. Because, see, when a lot of people are connected to political parties, they're somewhat compromised. They're not going to be too critical of the party that they are associated with. You understand? Because with this buck-breaking film, we're going to go in on Republicans, Democrats, particularly the Democrats and their damn agenda, because it's the Democrats promoting the damn buck-breaking agenda. Because I've had some people refer to me or recommend to me some sisters connected with the Democrats, and I'm like, that might be a conflict of interest, because we're going after the people who are basically helping to fund some of these folks. You understand? So they cultivate the sisters early. Yeah, this is why they flood the airways with gutter snipe females in these songs now. We don't have hip hop. We got ho-hop right now. We got ho-hop music. They're flooding it with street ho shit. And it ain't even good street ho shit. If you're going to be a street ho, at least have some game about yourself. It's just nothing about no game. It's just like, I'm fucking for to get my nails done. I fucked a nigga for a bag of chips. You know, it's real low level ho nonsense out here right now. Yeah, Michelle Alexander, somebody mentioned her in the room. Now, Michelle Alexander, she's been in my film before. So what they're doing now, you got people like Joe Biden up here having a conversation about black issues with Cardi damn B. Now, Cardi B, she's cool for what she does. I mean, she's a rapper, but she shouldn't be in a position to talk about issues that affect the lives of foundational black Americans, and she's not even a foundational black American. That's not going to be a representative of what we need done. You know, they know who to elevate. They elevate mammies, plantation whores, bed wenches. They know who to elevate. The Diamond and Silks, and speaking of Diamond and Silk, they got fired from Fox, and now they're mad. Now they're screaming that they've been treated unfairly because they got fired from Fox. You understand? There's no retirement plan for Mamian. But understand this. The white supremacists, they understand they got to use and cultivate women in our community and break them. And if they get a man, they got to get a man and break him and make him a substitute woman. See, this is why they elevate certain sisters and certain moist men. Because they understand a straight man will turn on their ass, because a straight black man, I'm talking about a straight black man, he understands racism. Even if he tries to be a coon, a straight black man understands racism. So he could turn any moment. But a buck broken, moist dude, they understand he's already broken, so he's going to have an allegiance to white supremacy because he wants some zaddy milk. And they know how important it is to get bed wenches out here. They get them and they cultivate them. And look at the people that they cultivate and elevate. Look at the people they cultivate and elevate. They are, the Republicans and the Democrats, they do this same thing. This woman, y'all remember Kim Klasick? I interviewed her on my show a long time ago. Well, not, it was about 5 years ago. A woman named Kim Klasick. Now, Kim Klasick, there's a video of her. She's running for Congress or something like that out there in Maryland. And there's a video that the Republicans produce for her where she's walking around the street of Baltimore. She's walking in an abandoned area. Look at these streets. I'm walking the streets, and they got her looking like a street hoe. That's like a little inside joke with the white supremacists. They keep focusing on her high heels. So she's walking up and down the street in some red high heels, looking like a low-level hoe, talking about the crime, black crime in Baltimore, single parents in Baltimore. I'm going to play that clip. Let me play this clip of that. And by the way, Kim Klasick, I had her on my broadcast before. She's married to a white man. She has her a zaddy. And her zaddy was managing a strip club, the Gold Club out there in Maryland. And many people say that she worked there. And there's nothing wrong with that. They said she was stripping there. That's what they said, allegedly. I'll just say allegedly because that's what the word was. And there's pictures of her at the strip club in front of the champagne room with her zaddy. And they said that her strip name was September. And I mean, yeah, this is kind of a known thing. But let me play the ad. Let me play this ad of her.
Do you care about black lives? The people that run Baltimore don't. I can prove it. Walk with me. They don't want you to see this.
So she's walking in the streets.
I'm Kim Klasick. This is Baltimore, the real Baltimore. This is the reality for black people every single day.
Okay, let me stop some of this. So what she's doing, and this is not a reality because this is an abandoned street, is a bunch of boarded up houses. Nobody lives there, but this is degradation porn for white people. This is their view of black folks. Black folks are just living like roaches in abandoned houses. Nobody lives on this street that she's on, by the way. She's just walking around in an abandoned neighborhood with boarded up windows and everything. Nobody's out there. Nobody lives there. It's not a reality. Nobody lives in a damn abandoned building, okay? Hold on.
Crumbling infrastructure, abandoned homes, poverty, and crime. Baltimore has been run by the Democrat Party for 53 years. What is the result of their decades of leadership? Baltimore is one of the top five most dangerous cities in America. The murder rate in Baltimore is 10 times the U.S. average. The Baltimore poverty rate is over 20%. Homicide, drug, and alcohol deaths are skyrocketing in our city. Do you believe Black Lives Matter? I do. The vast majority of crime in Baltimore is perpetrated against Black people, who make up 60% of the population. So why don't we care about our communities? The Democrat Party have betrayed the black people of Baltimore.
Okay, that's enough of that. I just hate hearing bad faith arguments. Okay, so she's running around Baltimore talking about how fucked up it is, how black folks in crime, black folks in single motherhood. And somebody asked, they asked her, okay, so do you have a black agenda? Oh, no, I don't have a black agenda. I mean, I have an agenda for everybody. Okay, so what was the whole point of all this shit? The point was to kiss the asses of the white supremacists, to show black folks as dysfunctional, to show all the, to talk about all the crime. So, okay, what are we going to do about the crime? So what they're going to possibly do is say, okay, we're going to put more police on the streets because of all this black crime and these black folks are just so fucked up and they don't know what to do with themselves. We just need more police out here. And this is going to justify us killing these niggas. So that's really her job. And this is the thing about this piece of crap ass woman right here. And by the way, like I said, they said she stripped at the club. Her stripping name was September. And she allegedly she suffers from alopecia or something like that. So they said she's bald headed under her wigs. And I think I read an interview of her saying that she's like completely bald, I think, under them damn wigs. So she's a bald headed bed wench. And remember, she was on my show some years ago talking about her white zaddy. Her husband, when she's talking about all these single mothers and all that, her husband is a white man who has a charge for domestic violence. I posted that up on my Twitter. He done whooped somebody's ass. I think it was hers or one of these wenches. He has 6 kids by multiple black women. So he's a part, your white zaddy is a part of the single black mother problem in the ghetto. Yo, zaddy is a problem, and he has a criminal charge. So he's the part of the damn problem. But look, this is an interview. This is a clip of her talking about her zaddy and all his kids. Listen.
White man is holding me down, but you're in a relationship with a white guy.
Correct. And he's not holding me down or holding me back from anything. If anything, he's my number one supporter.
Right.
And I live with him, and I get in bed with him every night. I would say bed wenching. Is that right?
Well, some people will say it's not, you're not being held down. Some people will say, well, okay, well, you've surrendered if you look at it like that. Because it's when you say somebody holding me down.
My husband is so supportive of what I do. It's unbelievable. Mm. And he has five beautiful mixed black children. And he does a great job. He's a great father.
Wait a minute.
Now, you heard it. Now, this was 5 years ago. Now, she had a baby by him since then. So now he has six kids. He has six black kids by multiple black women.
Whoa. So he had children before you.
Yes, six black women.
So he has a chocolate fetish.
You like black women? He's not holding anybody down.
Oh, okay. Well, hell, Thomas Jefferson had mixed kids too. He didn't hold down Sally Hemings. Sally Hemings said the same thing. See, the thing is, you think just because you get to live in the big house, I mean,
it's
you
not
get to,
living in the
you
big
get
house.
To ride the coach, you I, get to I, travel to Paris. I'm not being held down.
Okay, so that's it. So, yeah, she's up here hollering about all the black crime and the single motherhood, and you got a damn filthy-ass zaddy running around here being a baby daddy to every goddamn body in the hood. He has his own damn breeding farm, and they out there in Maryland. I told y'all about them damn breeding farms that they had in slavery and that mentality that's still alive today from these damn bed wenches. Good Lord, Kim Klasick and Donald Trump and all of these people are retweeting her and giving her props. They're giving her fake props. You understand? So this is who they elevate. See, this is why we have to counter this. We have to elevate our own people. This is very important why we have to counter this type of stuff, because they're always working to cultivate mammies and bed wenches and all that shit. But Kim Klasick, hold on, let's do something for Kim Klasick. We got to do something for Kim Klasick. We're doing something for Kim Klasick. Here we go.
Do you remember a bald-headed bed went September? And she's all at the strip club's limber. And she's shaking that flat ass away. Oh, she's swinging on the pole. She got daddy singing. And she's trying to get biscuits hanging. And a bald-headed bed went today.
Oh, Lord. Bed wench named September. I had to turn that. I had to get my echo on there. I had to get the Earth, Wind, and Fire voice. You know what we're going to do, man? I haven't done this in a long time. Let's take some calls from the damn listeners. We haven't taken calls from the listeners in a while because I got my phone lines kind of fixed. Shout out to my man, Michael Wartalk, who helped me get my phone lines back. The phone number, guys, let's take some calls. The phone number is 818-850-5404. That's the number, 818-850-5404. That's the number. Let's get some calls. I haven't taken calls in a minute. Let's see what's going on with y'all. 818-850-5404. All right, let's see who we got here. All right, I haven't taken calls in a minute. All right, what's up? Who's calling?
Yeah, this is Will out in Little Saigon in Orange County.
Hey, man, what's going on with you, fam?
Nothing much, man. I wanted to ask you about consultation, like if I can I wanted to see if I can get you and like Jason Black or something, if I could pay you like for some consultation. But can I get an email for that?
Yeah, info@tariqelite.com. Email me there. All right, bro, thank you. Let me get some other calls here. Let's get some interesting calls here. What's up? Who's calling?
What's going on, Tariq? This is Jad of Houston. How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. How's everything down there in Houston?
Doing awesome, man. Well, there's a lot of cooning going on. A lot of my friends and family, they're on this whole Kamala Harris, Joe Biden thing, and I cannot convince them. I've asked that question, what are they doing for us outside of Donald Trump? No one has been able to answer it.
Yeah, a lot of them are just on some, well, our ancestors voted, we gonna vote just out of tradition. A lot of black folks, we get into the habit of just doing shit just to do it. It has lost all value, but we'll just do it because we're so used to doing it. We're used to doing things that don't work simply out of repetition and out of tradition. It just gives us something to damn do. So yeah, don't even trip on that, man. Just keep doing you and stay on code. Let me see who else is on the phone. What's up, who's calling?
What's going on, Place? This is Jalen out of Athens, Georgia.
What's up, Jalen? What's going on out there in Athens, Georgia?
Nothing too much. Just, you know, I had a question about a lot of, like, I have this thought that a lot of these athletes, you know, when they're out here, you know, reading, like, Malcolm X books and stuff like that, are they, like, fake pandering, you know, to get on that Democratic side? Because I've been seeing a lot of them push that vote thing.
Yeah, some of them. A lot of these athletes, a lot of their team owners and a lot of the agencies that they work for and a lot of ad agencies have some kind of political affiliation. So a lot of these Negroes are trying to pander so they can stay in good with their advertisers and their team owners. So a lot of them have been compromised. Some of them are cool, but this way you can't take too many of those cats seriously. All right, but thanks for the call, brother. Let me see who else we got. We're going to take as many as we can real quickly. What's up? Who's calling?
Yo, Tariq.
What's up, brother?
Yo, this is Reggie calling you from Miami. It was good.
All right, sound like you're at a waterfall, brother. What's that water out here in the background?
Oh, man, my fan. Let me turn that off real
quick. Oh, okay, all right. I'm a nigga. Don't call me while you taking a shower, brother. Hey, what's going on?
Nah, brother. You saw that Cuties movie on Netflix,
yeah,
the trailer, man? That shit was disgusting,
God.
Man. You already talked about that?
Not yet, but thanks for that, man. Family, yeah, there's right, a bro. Trailer that on Netflix. There's a... Hold on, wait. Let me turn it down. Sorry, guys. I got to touch on. Netflix got a show, and they got these little black kids in it. So it was filmed in France. It's these black Senegalese kids. It's a show called Cuties, where these little children are dancing very sexually. It's some real sick shit, man. It's hella sick, man. And it's very uncomfortable to watch. But this just goes to show that these folks have a real agenda, dude. They have a real agenda to push that pedophile filth, and they always use black kids to push it. But this is a real filthy ass agenda that they got going on, man. And not cool at all. Let me get a couple of calls here. A lot of folks calling in. Look like we got somebody in Hawaii. Let me check in on them. What's up? We got somebody in Hawaii here.
Yeah. What's up, Flex?
What's going on? What part of Hawaii you in, brother?
On Oahu, man. We chopped it up a couple of years back, man. How you been, brother? Man, I seen you out here, man, your little scooter going down Ala Moana and shit. I was going to holler at you, but you look like you was with your fam, man, so I didn't want to bother you.
Yeah, man, I be out there riding dirty on them scooters, man. But yeah, they're not letting folks out there for tourism until October, right?
Yeah, well, it's like a little 14-day quarantine when you come down here. There's some of the little, you know, Hawaiian Karens be snitching and shit. So
yeah,
you know how it be.
Yeah, because we've been trying to get out there, man, and yeah, we can't have a whole family in no damn 14-day quarantine and all that. So we're trying to wait on them to lift all that so we can get out there and get busy. But what's on your mind, brother?
Yeah, man, I wanted to chop it up with you because real quick, because I know I got to be real fast with you. I ain't trying to waste your time. We talk about group economics a lot, and I'm all with that, all for the movement. But I think a lot of black people be bucking their eyes, and they be kind of scared because when we hear about Tulsa, Greenwood, Wilmington, Delaware, it seems like black people never had a problem getting money, but we always had a problem protecting our assets and wealth. So you don't necessarily have to answer that with me on the phone. You can answer it to the audience. I just want to know, you know, how are we going to prioritize Black defense, getting a Black armory? You know, you talk about it a lot, but it seems like it's just we only focus on the economics, and I think a lot of Black people, they have that imprinted in their memory that, yeah, hey, yeah, we can get economics and everything, but white folks can just come in and just wipe our shit out and take it. You know what, yeah, I mean? So it don't matter if you have wealth, you can't protect it. But all right, brother.
Thanks,
hey,
for
man, I'm gonna be listening in.
Thanks for the call, brother. Okay, my man made a good point. That's a very good point the brother made. The brother made a very good point. You know, it's very important to have some sort of military to protect your community. And we have to understand who is coming into the community to infiltrate it. Because, and our brother Neely Fuller talks about how it's hard to start an organization because the way we've been set up, everything will be infiltrated. So the army and the militia is you. You have to be the one-man army, so to speak. And then everybody else gets on code with the one-man army mentality. I always go back to the Haitian Revolution. The Haitian Revolution, you had everybody being one-man armies. And it was a bunch of one-man armies all getting on code with each other. That's how they were able to win. They didn't, it wasn't like they're marching around showcasing their guns and their weapons and all that. See, we get into that type of shit. We think niggas walking around yelling with their guns out, talking about what they gonna do, talking shit. We think that's doing something. You ain't doing a damn thing. You're not going to accomplish anything. And niggas know that. Because the thing is, a lot of folks don't want to do the real work because the militia is you. So if you can pawn it off on another group and fake defend another group, that's a cowardly way of wiggling your way out of putting in the work your damn self. That's why you got Sambos out here who steal cape for Scam Master J, knowing that the dude is full of shit, knowing that this dude is on some agent shit. But they'll still cape for him because these niggas are just saying, I'm too cowardly to go out here and put in my own work if need be. You understand? So that's what it is right there. Let me get some other calls here. Let me see who else we got. What's up? Who's calling down in Alabama? What's up?
What's up, Tariq?
What's happening, brother? Who is this? What's your name, brother?
This Uncle Charles from Birmingham, Alabama, man.
What's up, Uncle Charles? Shout out to Birmingham. How's everybody in Birmingham?
Man, we on lockdown down here. These people don't know which way they're going. We don't know they're coming or going down here. Wear your mask, don't wear your mask. Either way, people are catching this shit, and it ain't changing. So they need to, you know, they need to figure something else out because I'm tired of being locked in this damn house.
Yeah, man. Have you been going?
But look here, man. Go ahead. I'm going to make my statement because I know you're a brother on the move. I don't like Kamala Harris, man, because she's only black when it's convenient for her. She when she was in there in that cooking show, the lady asked her what she's Indian. She said, "Oh yeah, I'm Indian." Oh, so now you're Indian? Make up your goddamn mind. You don't ever talk about your daddy. Why you don't ever talk about your dad? And as far as Cardi B, him talking, her talking to Joe Biden. Hell, he probably forgot when he talked to him when he got off the damn interview. And he can't remember shit. He said, "Oh well, man, you're in Texas, man. He all the time." So we all in fucking trouble.
Yeah,
so
really.
When it's all over with, we're all going to die. So it don't make no difference. Mm-hmm. But I want to hear your opinion on Kamala Harris. Right. And I'll hang up and listen.
All right. Thank you, Uncle Charles. All right. Uncle Charles, very excited. I bet Uncle Charles can barbecue the shit out of some ribs. He sound like he can barbecue the shit out of some ribs. If you hear a nigga like that at the barbecue, give him the grill and the apron. Because that nigga is going to fuck up some ribs and some barbecue chicken. That brother sound like he can get it in. I'm telling y'all, when y'all hear a nigga like that, that nigga be making baked beans, barbecuing the corn. He gets busy, I can tell you that right now. Down in Birmingham, shout out to Birmingham. Uncle Charles sound like he don't fuck around on no barbecue grill right there. But I feel him on that. What he's saying about Kamala Harris is absolutely true. This woman has never really identified with black, and they only try to blacken her up during election season. All that fake dancing, she can't dance a lick. All that is, it's all cap. They're running a game on us, and we ain't falling for it. And they're desperate right now. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing? My name is Brandon out of Dallas, Texas.
How you doing, Brandon?
Doing pretty good, sir. Doing pretty good. You know, I've reviewed some of your films and all the Hidden Colors, and I'm looking forward to reviewing Buck Breaking. But I know your lines are busy, and I don't want to keep you a long time, man. But since we are fighting, you know, white supremacy right now, we got to stay on code. Is there any chance that you are able to, in the future, whether 6 months from now, 3 years from now, team up with some of the people that you possibly had a fallout with in the past year?